Last week's Board of Regents vote to hike salary ranges for UW brass coincides with tuition increases for students. Republican State Senator Mike Ellis says the regents who approved this are out of touch.
The Board of Regents are living on another planet. The Wisconsin budget is bleeding red ink. The university had to take a huge cut. They turned around and stuffed the backpacks of the students to the tune of $150 million in higher tuition. They turned right around in light of everything that they ought to know, and they authorized more pay increases.
But Board of Regents President Toby Markovich says the vote only formalizes increases previously approved by the legislature's own Employment Relations Committee.
I don't think I have to apologize for doing what I consider the right thing. Our pay increases for these people is substantially less than the average of other state employees. All we did was approve a schedule for those jobs. Not one single person included in that schedule has yet received a pay raise.
Markovich says the increases are needed to attract candidates to two open chancellor's posts, one at UW-Milwaukee, the other in Stevens Point. The region's vote would allow an increase in the Milwaukee chancellor's salary range from its current $219,000 to $230,000. The current Stevens Point chancellor's salary could increase from $160,000 to $165,000. The salary ranges for 12 other UW officials would also increase. Mike Ellis demands the regents immediately rescind the vote.
If they choose not to rescind these pay increases, then I think the Wisconsin Senate should not confirm any Board of Regents who is still pending before the Wisconsin Senate.
That would include seven newly appointed regents. The Board of Regents is also under fire for holding a Tuesday phone conference meeting and vote on the salary hikes instead of voting at its regularly scheduled Thursday meeting. One lawmaker is calling for the state attorney general to investigate whether open meetings laws were violated. Toby Markovich.
We fully complied with the open meeting law. If anybody has any question about it, I welcome having the matter referred to the attorney general. And if for any reason they would find that we didn't fully comply with it, I'd like to get some guidance from them.
Leaders with the United Council Student Organization say they've been getting calls from concerned students. Stephanie Hilton is Academic Affairs Director for the group.
I think it's really hard to talk about salaries increasing for administration when, you know, students are paying, you know, $1,000 more to go to school this year.
The student Board of Regents member says she was never notified of the teleconference meeting. She says given the chance, she would have voted no to pay increases at a time when students are paying more because of $250 million in budget cuts at the UW. But Regents President Markovich says it's precisely those cuts that command the higher salaries. He says top administrators have taken on a big extra workload affecting budget cuts. He also says a goal of the university is to get administrators at the UW up to 5% below the median salary at peer universities. He says even this doesn't get them there. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.